Hi there, I'm Teresa Marone, and I'm the Learn To Queen. The niche and passion of my expertise is creating conscious content in the self-help and personal development field, because I truly believe that conscious content creation by people like you is changing the world. Join me and my guest expert collaboration partners for an inside look at the problem-solving industry. We want to help you so that you can help others. There and welcome to Learn To. This is Module 2, Part 2 of Podcasting for Beginners. And today we are looking at great music because it really is the signature of your podcast. And you're going to find out everything you need to know about that right here and right now. My guest today is Winky Ballas-Jamail. She is a composer, a publisher, and an artist. And Winky's going to talk to you about all the misconceptions about what royalty-free music really is, what's the best way to get great music for your projects, and what the benefits of dealing directly with a composer are. Now, she's experienced in producing, directing, creating, recording, and performing both nationally and internationally for film, major television networks, and theater. And the music you just heard actually is hers. And on podcastingbyprofessionals.com, you will be able to hear samples of her music and actually choose some for your very, very own. But I get ahead of myself. Please help me in welcoming my guest today, Winky Ballas-Jamail. How are you today?
I am great, wonderful, and very happy to be here to share some knowledge.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, Winky, we have a bit of a history. You have done all of my music, actually for a couple of decades, for all of my nationally released ballroom dance instructional videos and so much more. Your history really has started in multimedia or different types of genres, right?
That is absolutely correct. Anywhere from television to film to radio, in this case podcasting, any styles, feels, tempos, we do voiceovers, you name it, we can do it in the music field.
That is amazing. Now, let's just get right into our content piece today. I want to share with our listeners that we're going to get information on three different areas of music. First of all, how to organize your music needs. Second of all, how to design a budget specifically for music. And three, how to make a good decision on which way to go. So, Winky, how do you organize your musical needs?
Okay, so first, you create a storyboard of your project with audio. Now, what that means is you map out each segment of your project. You include the opener and the closer. They're usually about 30 seconds. With each segment, you marry the style of song and the length of the music for that segment. It is very important you get that down to the second. You do not have to choose the songs yet. Right now you're doing an outline of your needs. Once you have created the storyboard, married your audio, overdubs, music, sound effects, anything that goes with that segment, and you put the clock to it, now you are ready to go to the second step. The second step is your budget. Okay, is your budget $0? Do you have thousands? What is your budget? Now, within that budget, you must put a dollar amount to your music. Now you have an idea of how much music you're going to need. Music is we usually charge you by if you need 1 minute of music or 2 hours of music, because time is money when you're recording in the studio. So that is why it is so important to know the time, the clock, to the amount of music you need. As far as styles and genres, it pulls in different instrumentation, so that varies. But number two, know your budget. Know how much money that you can allot to the music for your entire project before you speak to anyone. so that you have the answers to the questions they are going to ask. Always make sure that your show is working within your budget, not the other way around. I promise you will get in trouble. You will.
Well, now, a lot of our listeners today have multimedia types of careers, all right? Today, we're talking about podcasting specifically, so really it's more of an intro, commercials, segues in between sections of your podcast, and then outros. But there's no reason not to be thinking in terms of if you wanted to do a webinar or something even a little bit more entertainment-based, like a short internet television show, or something even longer, like a movie that you can show on your website, or a movie that you can create on a lower budget that's going to be sent out to your list. So these are all very, very amazing ideas, putting together a storyboard for your project and then designing a budget specifically for that project. But let's talk just a little bit on how to decide which way to go and how to get your music specifically for podcasters right now.
Okay, so that is the third step, what you need to do before choosing music. I mean, it is whether your project is 10 minutes long or 2 hours long. These steps need to be met in order for you to be efficient and get what you want. So, making the decision, you will either use copyrighted music or royalty-free music or custom music or a combination of these three choices. So let me talk a little bit about what each one is. Copyrighted music. My favorite definition of copyrighted music comes from LegalZoom.com, and it is the exclusive legal right given to an originator or an assignee to print, publish, perform, film, or record literary articles or musical material, and to authorize others to do the same. That is what a copyright is. Copyrights are issued by the United States Copyright Office at www.copyright.gov. Now, once a person has obtained a copyright, they usually join a PRO. PRO stands for the Performing Rights Organization. What a pro does, a pro collects the royalties due to the artists for performance or copyrighted works. The major pros are ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, BMI, Broadcast Music Inc., CSAC, the Society of European Songwriters, Artists, and Composers, and there is also the Harry Fox Agency that also does mechanical licenses out of New York. Okay. So once the person who owns the copyright has joined with a pro, the pro collects the royalties from the user and distributes those royalties to the owner of the particular work. The user is defined as public performance, television, film, radio, podcasts. Those are some of the ways that users are defined as. The owner is the publisher or the individual who owns the copyright. A copyright is usually purchased by the composer of the music and of the lyrics, and a publisher typically draws up a licensing agreement with the song owner, giving them legal rights to their work. So that is the definition of a copyright. Okay, so now what is royalty-free music? Royalty-free music is available, lots of it. Royalty-free means exactly that. It's music you can use at no charge. It can be used without paying licensing fees, royalty fees for each use or per volume sold. But when obtaining royalty-free music, you must be very, very careful. There are other websites. If you just Google royalty-free music, pages and pages are going to pop up. There are a lot of very good websites that will sell you royalty-free music. What that means is you will pay one time, and then you will use it again and again and again. You won't have to pay for it again. So there's royalty-free musics that are out there that are free downloads, but there is also royalty-free music that you can pay for one time and use it over and over and over again. But you must be careful and do your homework, and I want to give you a specific example. A few years ago, I got a phone call from a major television network. They were being sued by one of the pros for using a piece of music that was copyrighted. So the music producer they'd hired was doing business with someone who had given him some sort of paper showing that he owned all the music. It was aired on national television. The performers heard it, and the network got sued. So lucky for me, I ended up getting the job, writing 36 original songs, performing and producing them. Yes, it cost them more money in production, but in the long run, it saved them possible lawsuits. It saved them from having to pay over and over again for the same money, and they own their music. So be very careful when you are searching for royalty-free music. It's out there. There's a lot of good royalty-free music as well as sound effects and a lot of wonderful things. Just make sure you do your homework. Don't go with the first person you read about or hear about. Ask questions. Make sure that that music is owned by the person you are speaking to. Okay, so what is custom music? Custom music is original music written to bring the unique heart of your show to life. Music taps into the emotion. It surpasses the intellect. Music is memorable. Music gives your audience a live, emotional, memorable experience. When you use custom music, then you get to work with the person you choose and choose the rhythm, the beat, the tempo, the genre, the style. Tell them when you want it to get big and crescendo. Tell them when you want it soft and gentle. The length, the time, everything. You can hire someone to write a one-minute song for your podcast, and out of that one-minute song, you can get your intro, your exit, your segues, and everything. And it's yours. You pay for it that one time. You own it forever and ever. And now when the listener, the first few seconds of your show, the first few measures that come on, they know what show it is. They recognize you. It provokes an emotion in them, the emotion you choose for it to provoke. Happy, lamentful, thoughtful, excited, frightening, whatever emotion you use.
Exactly. I think people remember the music of a television show, a movie, and a podcast more than they remember the actual content, don't you?
A lot of times that is true. It identifies your podcast. It identifies you within seconds.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So the custom music is a great choice, and that's something that you're going to be offering through podcastingbyprofessionals.com. Now, what was the fourth piece of the puzzle you had for us?
Okay, well, those were the three major points. Number four, just remember that music is like the icing on the cake. On a cake, a four-layer cake, before you put the icing on it, you can see the cracks, you can see the stuff in between, but then here comes that delicious, wonderful icing of your choice, whether it's chocolate ganache or cream cheese or strawberry. It's your choice, and that smooth icing is dripped from the top of that cake, and it just joins that, makes it one beautiful, luscious, tantalizing piece.
Music is definitely, everyone who has a podcast is going to want to choose some music. So I think the fourth piece of the puzzle is to choose music that has already been created, but to purchase it directly from the person who created it, the composer themselves. And you have quite a large catalog of music that's appropriate for podcasting, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have probably close to 1,000 original pieces of work.
And I think what would be a really great thought process for our new podcasters is to be thinking in terms of just a few emotions, don't you think? What's going to go, like in module one, what we talked about is branding and how to evolve into your signature style. And what that's really all about is choosing whether you want to inform, or if you want to entertain, or if you want to introduce a certain community to your listeners. And all of that can be done with a specific piece of music. Now, I think one of the things that would be a really great idea, Winky, is for you to explain a little bit about your service. How, like, if I was a new podcaster and I was to go to podcastingbyprofessionals.com and click on the link to contact Winky, what types of things would you ask a new podcaster about their show in order to come up with something that you might already have in your catalog that they could just plug and play?
Okay, well, the first thing I would ask them is I would ask them about, number one, their storyboard. What is your segment about? First, I need to know what point you're trying to get across. Secondly, I would ask them, what emotions do you want sparked within the audience? And, I mean, it would be an interview, a long interview. Now, this doesn't happen in just 3 seconds, to get the right music for what they want. I would also ask them what length, how long, is it one piece you want or two pieces you want? Do they have a preference in instrumentation? Do they want lyrics or do they want instrumental? Do they need sound effects? Those are just some of the few. What is their budget? Because we are very big on working within someone's budget. We're here to help you succeed. That is the other thing that they really, when they're interviewing people, a lot of times that's the first thing I talk about, because that's when you can catch if you're working with somebody who's truly working with you or not. That's the way I'll say that. So budget is a big thing. I stick within that budget, and then I want them to tell me everything they want in the world, and we give them the best we can give them for their budget to make an impression and the impact that they want to make.
I think another really good thing to consider is, like you heard my intro, and I introduce myself. You know, I'm used to doing it. I'm a seasoned podcaster and a seasoned voice professional. However, a lot of people aren't. And I think it adds a lot of professionalism. I actually think it's better to have a professional voiceover like yourself introduce someone onto the show. I mean, just think, all the big stars, all the talk shows, everyone has a professional announcer introduce them. So your custom intros are a consideration, don't you think? Writing a script and introducing them.
Yes, absolutely. And we do that as well. And it is great to have a signature intro. I mean, what the first thing, here's Johnny.
I know, right? We were laughing about that, but I mean, think about it. Everyone that has a really high-level podcast, television show, you name it, is going to have a professional introduction. So that's something that I think our new podcasters need to at least consider. Winky, we have covered so many wonderful things today. I want to thank you so much for appearing on Podcasting by Beginners today.
It has been my complete pleasure, Teresa, and it's always a pleasure working with you, and your podcast is wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And once again, you can reach Winky for custom music at podcastingbyprofessionals.com. You can reach me there as well. And now I'm going to take you out with my outro so you can hear it. And once again, this is music by the lovely, talented, and my friend, Winky Ballas Jamail.
Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Teresa Marone, and I'm the Learn To Queen. Join me and my guest expert collaboration partners for an inside look at the problem-solving industry. We want to help you so that you can help others.